I'm going to be campaigning to leave the European Union because I actually believe the European Union is now holding this country back. There are things that we could and should be doing in the interest of this country that we simply cannot do as members of the EU. I want us to be able to control our borders, to limit the number of people who come and live and work here. I want us to be able to do trade deals with parts of the world where exciting economic things are happening. I actually think the £10 billion a year we spend on the European Union could be used to bring down our debts and spend more money on the health service. But above all, I just do not believe we can take decisions in our national interest when we're part of the European Union, when we've given up so much control over what this country does.
If that is the case, why is it then that the Prime Minister believes he has secured reforms that will fundamentally change their relationship with the European Union?
Well, what the Prime Minister has done has been to bring back some concessions that will change parts of our relationship with the European Union. That is certainly true. And I've always supported the process of renegotiation. But what it doesn't do is give us control over our borders. It doesn't give us the ability to forge trade deals with people in other parts of the world, to build new opportunities for this country. What it doesn't do is give us the ability to take decisions in our national interest without having to submit to decision-making, discussion, debate across Europe. If the European Union brings forward a law that would cost jobs in this country, we do not still have the power to say no to that. And I think in a sovereign country, you should be able to do that.
But you're very clear then. You describe the Prime Minister's deal as concessions. He says it's fundamental change. You're saying clearly he's wrong.
Well, he and I disagree about the degree of change that the European Union has been willing to grant us. And I don't in any way criticise him for what he's done. He has put in a Herculean effort to try to deliver change, to get a deal. He has undoubtedly made some progress. But what he has discovered, I think, and what we see in the last couple of days, is the limitation of change that we can secure within the European Union. It's ultimately a question of our national sovereignty, the ability to take decisions for ourselves. And I do not believe in today's world, when there are so many different things happening around the world, so many new opportunities, we have the freedom that we need to make this country even more of a success story for the future.
But it's not just a disagreement between you and the Prime Minister, isn't it? It's a very different judgment on what he's actually managed to achieve. It's not just that you agree about our place in the European Union. He's representing this as fundamental change. You're saying, no, they're only concessions. Now, are you saying he's trying to mislead people or misrepresenting what he's done?
What we have around the Cabinet table is a different set of views. And that's right. It's mature in a modern political party and in a modern democratic country. We should be able to have different views on things. He has brought back from Brussels some changes to our European relationships that can make a difference, but don't transform things in the way that I would wish. I think that this country's future is best off if we are outside the European Union, if we're able to take decisions in our national interests, if we're able to control our borders, if we're able to forge trade deals with parts of the world that are doing exciting economic things, if we're not spending billions of pounds a year that could actually put into our public services.
But you've said something else, though, rather interestingly. You said, in fact, it is not in our national interest to stay in because it stops us doing the things that we should be doing. Now, that's a very serious charge.
Well, I think the European Union holds us back. You know, there are parts of the world now where there is huge economic growth, many exciting things happening. Actually, economically, Europe is being left behind. We cannot even forge our own trade deal with some of the emerging economies in the Far East without going through the European Union, without trying to get the agreement of 28 nations, without having to go through the European Parliament. Surely, in the 21st century, a sovereign United Kingdom should be able to say there is an exciting opportunity there, we will forge an agreement with that emerging economy and do the right thing for this country. That's what we will be able to do if we leave the European Union.